With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program is up for reauthorization this year. It's a funding program that primarily uses general obligation bonds to grant money for outdoor recreation projects and purchasing land or easements for conservation. As WXPR's Katie Thorson reports, some local counties are weighing in on the program.
Governor Tony Evers has called for $1 billion in funding for the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program over the next 10 years. That $100 million per year is a large increase from the current $33 million a year. The Oneida County Board passed a resolution in support of the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program, though not all parts of it. Board Chairman Scott Holowinski strongly opposes using the program to buy land that would come off the tax roll and borrowing money to do so.
It's about borrowing money for the future generation. Keep talking about future generations, and we just keep digging a bigger hole for them.
While land acquisition is a portion of the stewardship program, the governor's proposal does call for more investment into infrastructure development and maintenance. In the past, it has helped fund things like boat launch repairs and trail building. A few board members pointed out that this program does support the tourism and recreation industry, which is a major industry in Oneida County. Supervisor Colette Sorgel talked about how the program has supported Monaco Winter Park, which brings in thousands of visitors each year. Supervisor Stephen Schreier brought up the need for investing in ATV-UTV recreation, especially after back-to-back years of little to no snowmobiling.
I think this is a valuable resource for something like that. We don't have the money and the funds that the state does to redirect and pivot. We're going to have to rely on every source we can. And so many funding sources right now, as every single department of ours can tell you, is up in the air.
The board ended up passing an amended resolution that supports reauthorization of the program, but not using it for land acquisition or by borrowing money. The Vilas County Board passed a resolution in support of reauthorizing it and that sufficient funding be allocated to support projects over the next 10 years. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Canadian wildfires are expected to drop air quality across the region today. The Wisconsin DNR has issued an air quality advisory. Unhealthy for sensitive groups, or orange category, is expected across much of the state. It's expected to move from the northeast to the southwest. The advisory is currently in place until Saturday morning, but could be extended if the smoke lingers. At this level, sensitive groups are encouraged to take precautions like avoiding strenuous outdoor activities. People that may be more vulnerable include those with asthma and heart disease. Northwood's air quality has been impacted by Canadian wildfire smoke the last 2 years, with 2023 being an especially bad year. A house in St. Germain is a total loss after a fire spread from the garage. The preliminary investigation found the cause of the fire to be an electric bike, according to the Vilas County Sheriff's Office. Firefighters responded to the fire on Greenwood Drive around 9:30 Tuesday night. People were able to safely get out of the home. The school district of Rhinelander reports good progress on a major building project. Voters approved a $26 million facilities referendum in April of last year. In a Facebook post, the district said that trusses were being set in place for the new automotive lab by contractor C.D. Smith. Building walls were going up for the construction building trades lab at Rhinelander High School. Both labs are on track for completion in November. Work on the Rhinelander High School science classrooms will begin when school is out. At James Williams Middle School, construction on the new secure entrance and classroom spaces will begin as soon as the school year wraps up for the summer. Democrat Gretchen Whitmer touted her accomplishments as Michigan's governor as she passes the midpoint of her second term and is floated as a potential 2028 presidential candidate. Whitmer has been criticized by some Democrats for taking a friendlier tone with President Donald Trump than in his last term and applauded by others for working across the aisle. In a speech Thursday, she suggested her willingness to work with others to get things done has made her an effective leader for the battleground state, which Trump won last fall and in 2016. Some residents of Pierce County in western Wisconsin say their efforts to stop a local mega dairy expansion is a fight for their lives. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Local business owner Larry Brenner says his home, land, and business is about a mile below the hill the dairy sits on. He says that makes him and tributaries like the Rush River that runs next to his property especially vulnerable to things like manure runoff and accidents.
That river is where my grandpa's land flowed through. So the fact that I now have a piece of that river flowing through my property, it's very special. And boy, it's threatened.
Brenner says the expansion could result in almost 80 million gallons of untreated manure annually, potentially affecting water sources and causing increased odor issues and noise from hundreds of manure trucks. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.